24 players selected today, Arash. What did you make of Ottawa's work?
Well, what I made of it was they did the best under the circumstances of a pretty difficult situation handed to them, where they're not going to take anybody who's a pending free agent, Pat. And so the fact that they are going to get a couple of Canadian starters out of this is very positive for them. I thought the Keith Schulligan addition from Saskatchewan, I mean, Canadian interior tackles who can start right away, they were able to find one there. The Fraser one is good, you know, coming down to the Stampeders. Eric Fraser gives you a Canadian who's going to be in the rotation in your defensive backfield. Marwan Hage might be able to be, you know, one of your leaders. He's going to be an offensive starter. He's, you know, so they were able to address a couple of things there. I think of the most intriguing names that goes there, there are two, and both are in the offensive backfield. One is Pat Lavoie, who is a fullback who came over from the Alouettes, has had an injury history the last couple of years, but there's a guy who among your seven Canadians could start. The other is Siobhan Walker, who lit the league on fire a couple of years ago and then got injured, and then C.J. Gable basically took his spot. And so I thought Marcel Desjardins, under the circumstances, did as well as he could have done.
Let's talk about that first pick, and of course, it is Kevin Glenn, the Stampeders quarterback selected by the team as one of their import selections. About as no-brainer a pick as you could possibly get, right?
Absolutely, and we've talked at length, Pat, over the last couple of weeks about the intimate inside knowledge that Rick Campbell has. He knows exactly what he's getting. I listened in on Kevin Glenn's conference call, he and Thomas DeMarco today, for about 25 minutes. And Kevin sounded pretty jacked up, and I texted with him after. And, Pat, this is an excited player, an excited guy who's getting a fresh start with that franchise. And it's amazing, really, when you think back on Kevin Glenn's career. 2007, East nominee for most outstanding player, took Winnipeg to a Grey Cup. And since, where his career has gone. In 08, you know, I was with him in Winnipeg where, you know, management did everything possible to rob him of the starting job as soon as he had some kind of setback. In 2009, it was a circus in Hamilton. And in 2011 and 2012, he began each season as the backup quarterback before taking over. Now there's no question. This is Kevin Glenn's team. He is a young 34, if you will, and he gets an opportunity to start from scratch, and that's something that has him jacked up. Now, I think he's going to understand that free agency is going to be critical because with the offensive line the Red Blacks have now, he's going to get decapitated. But they need themselves some D-linemen. They have one decent receiver in their mix right now, one maybe. And, you know, you basically have your pick of the litter February 15th for whoever's left and a pretty big salary cap to play with. It's going to be a very interesting situation, but KG is as fired up as I can ever recall outside of getting the Stamps to the Grey Cup a couple of years ago.
Arash Madani's with us here on the Big Story on the Big Show as the new Ottawa franchise in the CFL starting to take shape. The other quarterback they select is Thomas DeMarco out of BC, and we've seen some good things and obviously some rough stretches for a guy who's still trying to prove that he's a full-time CFL quarterback. Is he the guy that they're now hoping is groomed by Kevin Glenn to be the next one?
We'll see. I mean, there's just so much we have to see here, Pat. I mean, DeMarco had, what, one good start when he got his opportunity? There's a number of things going on here with DeMarco. One, he's under contract past 2014, which, you know, Drew Willey in Saskatchewan was not, Tanner Marsh was not, Zach Kolaros was not, you know, Henry Burris was not, which is why that led to that equation. On top of that, Thomas DeMarco is an interesting story because when he went to Old Dominion, he was the starting quarterback of a team that relaunched a program at Old Dominion. He's used to this expansion thing because he refounded that program in NCAA football, where they brought a bunch of JUCO guys and some recruits and some transfers and basically had to slap a team together to go play in college football 4 years ago, so you have that. And if you're going to have a backup quarterback with a little bit of experience that you could pluck, the Sinceri kid in Saskatchewan was a name that kind of got bounced around. But Thomas DeMarco is the only legitimate one with decent enough CFL experience that isn't completely, you know, with a complete injury history. So So what's he going to be for them? I mean, a lot of that is going to depend on what Kevin Glenn is going to be for them, what other quarterbacks they find, you know, this season, next season, off Neglist, what have you. But DeMarco, you know, under the circumstances, makes a lot of sense to have as a backup quarterback if something happens to Glenn, mm-hmm. that he's played in the league before.
The two other Stampeders who end up getting selected, offensive lineman J. Michael Dean and safety Eric Fraser, how do they end up helping the team in Ottawa?
Well, I mean, you have two Canadians right off the hop. One on offensive line, you can never get enough, you know, offensive linemen. Fraser is the guy who conceivably could start. We'll see what, you know, what the Red Blacks will do in free agency and getting guys off the street. But, you know, Fraser, you understand why he was left unprotected. You know, a guy with a concussion history, the depth that the Stampeders have at Canadian makes him expendable. And, you know, with Dean, I mean, how many guys, Calgary's so deep on, you know, with their line of scrimmage guys at the non-import spot, that allows him to be expendable as well. So, look, Ottawa did okay, Pat. You know, the rules that were set for this draft were not designed to make this team competitive off the hop.
Mm-hmm.
As excited as some people are with this group, this is not a team that's going to succeed just based on these 24 players. But there's a lot of work left to do for Marcel Desjardins, and one of the big things that he has to work with that a lot of other teams don't, just because of the size of their rosters right now, is cap space. So at a time where we go into an offseason where nobody knows what the cap number is going to be next year because the collective bargaining agreement is expiring, Desjardins has way more of a loot to spend come February 15th. The other thing is, Pat, why this whole system was flawed, just watch. In the coming hours and days and weeks, you're going to see a lot of guys who are pending free agents, you know, name players, guys like Josh Bork, who was the most outstanding offensive lineman 2 years ago. They're conveniently going to get re-signed immediately by their teams. Don't tell me those contracts weren't signed long ago and were just sitting in a drawer and waiting for this expansion draft,
mm-hmm.
you know, paperwork just to get done.
Final thought for you. You take a look at what has gone down for Ottawa today, what they've done prior to the expansion draft, and now what they have as we move closer to the start of the regular season. Assuming that the work that Marcel Desjardins does is good, what are realistic expectations for them on the field come 2014?
Way too early to tell.
Yeah, you can't really put a prediction on it yet?
How do you forecast what the roster is going to be, right?
Yeah.
You know, you have 24 guys here. You're going to bring somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to training camp. Who are the other 50 going to be?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, Desjardins saying they want to be competitive right off the hop. And, you know, where Zach Collaros ends up is going to be a big part of this too, because, you know, Winnipeg's putrid, but you add a quarterback into that mix and suddenly things change. They have a new, you know, management regime. Pat, it's the second week of December. We have a long way to go before the third week of May, my man.
Okay, then I guess to follow up that, can you see a scenario where what they're able to do in free agency before then does get them to where Desjardins wants them to be?
I mean, I don't know what you're asking of me, brother. The whole issue with this is when the player gets to free agency, they call their own shot.
Right.
So it's up to the player, and what goes into that equation are a number of things. It's location, it's geography, it's family, it's money, it's, you know, situation, will they get a chance to start. Here's what Desjardins has that other teams don't have. He has more starting spots available right now than any other team, just because he has 24 players on his roster and, you know, a couple American free agents. He has 30 players on his roster. Of those, legitimately, 6 might be starters. So he's got 18 starting spots available to offer a pending free agent, plus a kicker, plus a long snapper, plus a third-string quarterback, on and on and on. Now, which players are going to get to free agency is one question. And then once you get to February 15, 16, then what's available to you then? So that's why it's so hard to even forecast, because we can take a look at, you know, the pending free agent list now on December 16th. But over the next 60 days, that list could very well be cut in half. It could, you know, it could just have some nondescript guys on it. Or there may be guys who want to hit the open market and see what they can get and see what they can command. But by drafting Kevin Glenn today, what we basically understood is Zach Collaros will not be a Red Black next year.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen here is Kevin Glenn will likely sign an extension. Kevin Glenn likely becomes their guy for the next couple of years. Ottawa will then find a third and fourth quarterback, a young kid, off their neg list or an American they'll find to bring in and develop and groom. DeMarco will be the backup, and they'll go about it that way. So where Zach Collaros then ends up, you know, that'll start the whole tide of how much money is going to be dished around to whom in free agency.